Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are back, folks. We've been talking about NIL. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. If Dudley DeBosier wants to give Kayshawn and his buddy some money just to throw a football around with him on TV, more power to them. You know, it's these poor kids. They're going to get some money. I'd rather see that than them just standing in front of a courthouse smiling at each other. I mean, it's not going to change the landscape of the programs. We already figured all that out. The same teams are going to be the powerhouses. Now, maybe the Harvards of the world might be able to lure some, better athletes there, which is not a bad thing, maybe. But, I mean, it's basically, think about it. Most of your star athletes are poor kids. Rich kids don't play football out in the street anymore. They don't play home run derby out in the park during a hot part of the day anymore. It's poor kids that are doing this. It's the poor kids that are good athletes. Let them enjoy some of this money for once and for all.
Well, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying that the danger here is that it's completely and totally unregulated. And that's the problem. I mean, they're not putting caps on any of this. So in reality, and this is a strong possibility, you will actually have collegiate athletes that make more than the minimum required for NFL rookies that are not, you know, the star athletes that are going into the NFL.
Is there something wrong with that?
Well, the reality is this. If you think about it from a public university standpoint, I would venture to say I think a lot of taxpayers are saying, well, why am I funding your education then? If you have this ability to go out there and make six figures and you're reaping the benefits not only of your talent but of folks' association with the university that you go to, you're leveraging our public tax dollars of public universities in order to line your pocket. So why should you go free of charge? Why don't we give your scholarship to some other poor individual that's not going to be in the same position?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more on that. Then fix it to that. You know, let them get the scholarship if they get $1 million contract with Nike.
But as we're talking about this more and more, you see a number of the inequities begin to reveal themselves and things that are a little bit contrary to common sense, right? I mean, I just gave you an example.
Yeah,
you agree. But the fact of the matter is that the NCAA, I think, is failing us. I think they're failing these kids. And this is much broader than just the star athletes. If you don't think for a moment that there's going to be a jealousy factor that's running through these locker rooms of these star kids that are driving around in high-priced vehicles or free vehicles or free cheap vehicles, and the rest of the team, the tight end who is out there, in the heat of the sun doing everything and as well and getting nothing, you're sadly mistaken.
The quality
of what's happening out there, it's going to be, if I think it's going to be impaired. I don't think it's going to disrupt the powerhouses, because The only saving grace the NCAA has is that the star athletes all want to get to where? The NFL. And the rite of passage is through the NCAA.
Maybe, but they might stay in the college ranks longer if they get paid for it.
Well, I mean, yet another thing to be considered is, you know, red shirt, this, that, you know, the whole 9 yards of extending this out. You put a lot of leverage in the hands of these kids, and as I said, the transfer portal I think is going to be a problem. If things don't come out the way that they thought they were when they arrive at a university, watch how fast they're going to be going somewhere else.
To me, the bottom line is it's going to be getting money into poor kids' hands, and what's wrong with that? No, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Look, I don't disagree. I mean, the universities and others. I mean, let me tell you what's upside down here. When the defensive back coach at LSU makes more money than the governor of the state of Louisiana, something's wrong. Okay?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
something is wrong. And, you know, we got our priorities are, and look, I'm as much a football fan as everybody else, and more power to the defensive backs coach at LSU. But something's wrong about our priorities when the governor's office has such an impact on the day-to-day lives of the citizens of the state of Louisiana, and he touches more lives in an hour than that defensive back coach is gonna touch in 20 years.
Well, and, I agree with you. I agree that it's all upside down and screwed up, but this little thing with the athletes getting paid, I think, is a small, very, very small, insignificant piece of the whole puzzle. I mean, there's not that many kids that are, you know, it's not that many kids. You know, my kids played playground ball. My kids, some of them played high school ball. None of them played college ball. And, you know, the amount of kids that make it to the pro ranks, it's even more insignificant.
Oh, it's de minimis.
We're talking about a very small group of people here.
I
don't think it's that important.
I
say give them the money. Give it all to them. They need it. The country needs it.
Bring the
poor kids level playing field.
I'm almost at the point where I think it's a much better approach to say, you know, we're going to pay you $25,000 a year to play collegiate athletics, and everybody's going to get $25,000 a year. You know, call it a day. You know, because the trials and tribulations. Look, I went to undergrad 11 years part time at night. I mean, that was like a death march. I mean, you know,
I did the same thing.
That's what I had to do. I financed my own education. I worked
UNO every yeah. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Well, we probably crossed paths. I don't know how old you are.
I'm just a few years older than you. I know
we may have crossed paths there, you know, but, you know, look, it's hard on a good day. I mean, it's a lot of sacrifice, but I think you and I and others are much better for having had the experience, quite frankly. You know,
let me tell you something. If somebody would said to me, hey, you don't have to work at UPS from 4 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock in the morning and go to UNO after that and work and study till, you know, 10 o'clock at, you know, get off at 9 instead of 10 o'clock at night. We're just going to pay you to be a superstar athlete. I would have jumped on it in the New York second.
So, Chuck, don't tell me you worked at UPS.
Yep. For four years until I fell asleep driving to work one morning, and I decided that was the end of that.
I did.
Yeah, at the Dowman Road office.
Dowman Road. I washed the trucks every night from 8:30 to 11:30. Every evening.
We were probably as a not second, there at the same time.
As a second job.
Oh. Yeah, I did.
That was a second job that I had. Yeah, I was there. No, you were there before me.
No, sometimes 74 to 76 I did it.
Yeah.
No, I was on the preload shift, and I was a guy at the end of the slide when the guys threw the packages on the slide. I had to repair. Yep. I was on the damage control. how to fix the packages and find out why they didn't get delivered that day.
Well, I was the guy that pulled the truck out of the bay, went and gassed it, checked the oil, brought it to the wash rack, and then did that whole thing all over again, backed them in, back into those slots up against the conveyor belt.
Oh, did you know Rick Dillon?
No. Let me tell you, we had so much we had to do packed into 3 hours. I couldn't name two people that I met the whole time I worked there because I had no time to converse. I mean, it was like, I needed to get this done. I mean, if I screwed up backing up many times, I was working for free. So, it was just, it got to be an art. But, Chuck, thank you so much for the call. Yeah. Appreciate it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.